For today, we're on page 35. Yes. Siman Yud. And we'll be on Zion. So yesterday we talked about a person, the last case in Vav, talked about folded talisim and big talisim and really big talisim and sewing up a folded talis. Let's review a little. And the last case we're talking about is that someone put double tzitzis. In other words, they had tzitzis on a four-corner garment, and for whatever reason, we know the reason, they put a second set of tzitzis in each of the four corners, or even one corner. So then, the idea was that the reason why he was putting those tzitzis in is because he wanted to get rid of the first pair. Somebody told me a rav that they go to in New York says you should, he likes to change his tzitzis every year because it looks nicer. Not the beged, but the tzitzis. So, whatever. Again, sometimes they get a little worn. They're still kosher. You got nicer ones. So whatever the case may be. So since your intent was to nullify, to not use the original set, and now you have double, right? Let's say you have eight, you have two on each corner. Again, it could be just on one corner too, but so therefore you have too many tzitzis, and therefore they're puzzle. It's puzzle until you take off the first pair. You take off the first pair, and okay, so that's what we talked about last time. So again, here comes a case that we've talked about a number of times. But here is the halacha actually in the Mechaber. Malbushim shehem suchim min hatzdadim lamata. If you have a garment and on the bottom, towards the bottom they're opened. Towards the bottom they're opened. But v'yesh lahem arba kenafos, and they have four corners, letzad mata, ulamah lahem stumim. But towards the top, they're closed. So in other words, like we talked about before, the t-shirt case, right? Towards the bottom, they're a slit, but towards the top side, whatever you want to call it, they are closed. So then the question is, so then the halacha is rather, im rubo sasum potter. So if the majority of the length is closed, so then it's putter from tzitzis, meaning that since its majority along the sides are closed, so therefore it's considered like closed. You don't have corners. You don't have corners, even though physically you do. But again, Rabosai, whoever's out there, if you could put yourself on mute, I would greatly appreciate it. So if it's a majority, hold on a minute. Okay. Okay. Now I'm back. So again, if a majority of the length is open, so then that's considered like you have corners, and there be chayev vim rubo pasua chayev. So again, if it's a majority open, so then it would be obligated because then it's considered like you have corners. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings up an interesting case, and here it is. So let's say it was a majority closed, and you put tzitzis on it, right? You had a little slit, and then you cut it open to make it a majority open. So then, psulim mishum tasev lo min asuei v'tzark la'atirum l'akzor l'kashrum. As we've talked about a few times, the famous t-shirt tzitzis case. So again, in the old days, they weren't a majority open. They just had a little slit. So it looks like they had corners, but It wasn't a majority open. So again, it had tzitzis on it already. So then again, as I mentioned before, if you just went ahead like my friend did and slid it open, so then the tzitzis are still puzzle because of the rule that we learned about a couple of days ago. Tasev lomen asui. You make them and not from something that's made already. Meaning that it has to be that the tzitzis are, you put tzitzis onto a garment that is considered a halakhically four-cornered garment. Not that you put on the tzitzis and then make the garment. It can't be that way. So again, that would be the case here, the Mishnah Berurah says. V'im, next page, page 36. V'im, chatzel sasum, v'chatzel pesuach. Let's say exactly half and half. Half of it is slid open, and half of it is closed. Matilin osa l'chumra. So then we say, l'chumra v'chayav b'tzitzis, so therefore you have to put tzitzis on it. But v'ein niyotzin bo b'shabbos. But you cannot wear those tzitzis out to a public, well, we'll see. You cannot wear those tzitzis out on Shabbos. Now, I was about to say to a public thoroughfare, but the Mishnah Berurah in Chav Zion brings down the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says even a Carmelis, right? We know that there's different domains for Shabbos. The private domain, like inside the shul, it's a private domain, right? It's not made, it's for its walls, it's enclosed. And then we have, let's say, Robertson Boulevard, which is a public domain. There's no walls around it, people coming to and fro. Then we have a Carmelis, which is in between. In other words, it's an open area, but not so many people go there. A good example would be maybe an alley. So an alley or a Carmelis is also midrabban. There's no walls around it, so it's like a public domain. But on the other hand, it's not a public thoroughfare. Not too many people are there. So you're not allowed to carry on midrabbanon. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the Magen Avraham says that, again, the case is the tzitzis that you have, the garment you have is half open and half closed, exactly on the nose. Well, we'll see a little more about that a little later. Putting that there. So then the Magen Avraham says you can't wear it to a Carmelis. Why not? It's a suffek, and wearing it in a Carmelis would be a Durabanan. So normally we say, in a Suffolk Durabon, we go leniently. So the Mishnah Berurah says a very interesting idea. And that is, according to Magen Avraham, De'ein osin Suffolk Durabon l'chachila. You're not supposed to make a Suffolk Durabon on purpose. So in other words, in this case, what do? You have this garment, and it's 50-50. 50% open and 50% closed. So what is it? It's a shiloh. So you have to put on tzitzis derabanan, midrabban, because it's a suffek. So we don't make a suffek derabanan on purpose. In other words, if we have a suffek derabanan, it happened, you know, I don't know, whatever you might have, milk hooks and fleishiks, well, it's chicken, it's not meat, so, you know, so something happened. So that would be a suffek derabanan. We don't know if milk fell on it. That something happened, but here, don't wear those things. Don't wear that tzitzis that's half, exactly half and half. Half open and half closed. So it's a very interesting idea. Again, we see it by Hilchot Tzitzis, but again, according to Magen Avraham, it's a rule in halacha. Normally we're lenient by the Rabbanan, but that doesn't mean that you should make such a case on purpose. So like again, in this case, I slid it a little more again, but yeah, the tzitzis are apparently on it already. So again, that would be a problem. Okay, let's go a little further on the half open, half closed, or garment that is mostly open, not mostly open. Again, those type of cases. And embellish on that a little more. Kappa. Now, I always thought, I checked it out again just before. Kappa is what I thought was a cape. So we all know a cape When you think about it, I mean, I haven't worn one in a long time. Maybe not even ever. I don't remember. They're cool, but I don't think. But anyways, so a cape is a four-corner garment, right? Shepsucha be'inyan sheyesh la arba knafos. It's open to the extent, in a manner, I should say, that it has four corners. Imikvu ba ashtaringa. If you put ashtaringas on them, on the cape, you're going to ask, what's an ashtaringa? Okay, you'll see. So the ashtaringas do what? La soso kisosum. To make it like it's closed. So in other words, a cape, obviously, let's say a poncho. Let me make it simple. So a poncho, as we keep on saying, except for our talisman and our talism, poncho is the only article of clothes that I could think of that would be chayv and tzitzis, right? Everything we wear, again, leaving a kapata out of it. I can't think of, there must be others, but at least in modern society, any other article of clothes that would... So let's say, again, you have let's say it's a cape, it's a poncho. So, right, so it has four corners, two in front, two in the back, and it's mostly open. But what the person did, they put, or it could be that's the way they... Oh, no, I haven't worn capes, like I said. They put ashtaringas on it. Now, ashtaringas are some type of contraption. They're not buttons. They're not buttons. But it's some type of thing that closes it. It's not, we'll see about hooks. Evidently, it's not hooks either. So anyways, these ashtaringas close it, close up this poncho. So now it's closed, and kedei lefater mitzvos. And the idea is the person put these things on in order to make it that it doesn't need tzitzis. Because why? Because now it's mostly closed. So the mechaber says, "Einu mo'al tikkun zed." This does not work. It's still chayv and tzitzis. Imlo, unless, see, this is what's interesting. Imlo tia kavua mechatzi arko lumatul chol pachos. Again, it has to be on the bottom part of the poncho cape. So in other words, the bottom part is the part that looks like it's closed. You'll see why in a minute. Ve'gam shetia kavua lumata machagor. And also it should be closed lower than the belt. In other words, the lower part of the body. Why? Why can't the top part be closed, right? In other words, these ashtaringas close up the slit. So why can't I have the ashtaringas close a majority of the slit on the side towards the top? Why is the mechaber saying that these ashtaringas have to be towards the bottom? Interesting reason. So the mechaber continues, Laman yia harov hasosum rov hanir leinayim, so that the majority of the poncho that's closed, let's say, is seen by the eye. Right? So in other words, if I close up a majority towards the top, so my arm covers it up, and then people see, I don't have tzitzis on it, and they can't perceive, right? They can't perceive that the reason why I'm not wearing tzitzis is because it's mostly closed. They don't see that. Why? Because I have it mostly closed towards the top where my arm covers it up. So what is this? Classic case. The imlo came because if it's just closed a majority towards the top of the body, ya'asar, it'll become asar, meaning it should need tzitzis. Well, we'll see. Mishum maris ayin, right? Good old maris ayin. Now again, we all know maris ayin is uncharted waters, right? It's a very complicated thing, right? Because you can asur anything because of maris ayin, anything and everything. Can't eat meat because it looks like non-kosher meat. You know, like you could, right? So there's specific parameters for maris ayin. But here we see, we can understand this. In other words, it looks suspicious. right? You're walking around, nobody sees it because your arms cover the closed sections of the cape, of the poncho. So again, so then people will think, why is he walking around with this thing and it needs tzitzis? Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, there's a few points here. First of all, let's, again, against what the halacha says, we'll take the second point first. Meaning, what's the second point? Marasayan. So you're going to say Marasayan, but we wear our tzitzis under our shirt. Again, not everybody, but a lot of people wear the tzitzis under their shirt. And so when I'm walking around, people don't see it. So let's say in that case, again, I'm wearing this cape, whatever it is, I don't know, but I'm wearing it under my shirt, right? I don't know, a person's using it maybe as a layer, you know, because it's cold outside, not in California, but, you know, whatever. So, but they have it under their shirt. And again, the case is you're wearing this garment under your shirt, it's like a cape. Again, usually like capes or ponchos we wear over, but let's say. And I'm wearing it under my shirt. And now again, it's half open and half closed. Well, it's mostly closed, but it's closed through these astringas. So again, so the halacha would be, since we obviate, we take care of the problem of Maris Ayin, because nobody's going to see it, it's underneath my shirt. So therefore, it would be okay. In other words, these astringas close it. Now, before we run out of time, I want to clarify what are these astringas. So, again, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Eish HaLavram explained that, well, let's do the Aruch HaShulchan first. The Aruch HaShulchan in Os Chaf Aleph says, he says, Nira da astringa hu chibur tamidi, that these contraptions that the Mechaber is talking about, these astringas which close up the open part, are something that keep it closed always. Not like buttons or hooks. Shemutar, excuse me, Shemachaber tzad el tzad le'olon, keeps it always closed. So again, it's not like buttons or hooks. Because if they're just hooks, or you know, shikoshim u'matir u'tamid, that you open and close all the time, or like a button, ein zeh stira, that's not considered closed. Eish HaLavram says a similar thing. He talks about buttons, right? Again, you have this cape, this poncho, and I attach buttons, and I'm closing it. You know, I close it up with the buttons. But again, buttons by definition are made to open and close. I assume, again, I don't know how recent zippers are, but I assume they're relatively, 100 years, I don't know, not long, relatively. So I assume the same concept would apply to a zipper. Zipper is made to open and close. So again, you had this cape, and you had a zipper on each side, and you open and close it, right? So it still needs tzitzis. Why? Because that's not considered closed. Why not? Because it's made to open and close. Right, buttons, again, Mishbura talks about a type of hook or something that it takes, you know, it's really like a hassle to undo. I don't know what they are, but again, like our buttons, our zippers, our hooks, all those type of things, right? They're easy to do and undo, and that's what they're made to do. So again, those are not astringas. Asheringa, right. So what are they? I'm not exactly sure. If somebody does research and lets me know, that'd be cool. But, yeah. So I think we have to stop here for today. Meretz Hashem, we'll pick this up next week in Meretz Hashem. And Mincha Maariv is in 10 minutes. Okay, Yashkoch, everyone.